out of fried chicken.
I would think that we need to look for a judge that's going to be fair, that's not going to be discriminative, and that's going to administer the law.
New Orleans voter Ann Rumley Fields joins in political conversation at Cafe Reconcile in Central City, where there's often a lot of political talk. As the November 4th election draws closer, that talk bounces from the latest in the U.S. Senate race to who's still in the running for the two sections in Orleans criminal court being contested. One has incumbent Judge Frank Marullo facing challengers Graham Bosworth and Marie Williams, and the other has Municipal Court Judge Paul Sens and attorney Byron Williams vying for an open seat. The Orleans Criminal Court has 13 judges total, 12 sections A through L, and one magistrate. Thousands of cases and even more people find their way into the court each year. However, most of the public won't have a first-hand encounter at criminal court to observe what goes on in the halls and the courtrooms. Retired Judge Terry Alicorn has this explanation.
Well, any district court judge, the main role is to preside over the trial. But the trial is much more than what I think the average citizen realizes. It begins with initial appearances, making sure the proper bail or bond has been set in that matter, and then making sure before the trial that there is a level playing field, both for the prosecution and the defense. And that would involve the hearing of motions, making sure discovery or the evidence that would be needed by both sides in the trial is presented in a forthright fashion in a prompt manner. Then the matter would be set for trial. And at that time, I think that's the image that most people have of criminal court judges, which is presiding over the actual proceeding.
Managing an efficient courtroom to keep dockets moving is something monitored by groups like the Metropolitan Crime Commission and Court Watch NOLA. MCC head Rafael Grenetti.
Judges are basically the referees in there. The district attorney decides who to bring to trial in this. Defense attorneys have a job to do, but the judge's job is to make sure that both sides operate in a fair and efficient manner. And some judges are better skilled at managing their dockets than others, and I think that's a critical issue.
Court Watch NOLA Director Brad Cousins.
Well, like any job, showing up on time is incredibly important, but especially when you're a judge. Because if you're late, all of those public servants, the lawyers and the law enforcement officers, who are being paid with taxpayer dollars, are sitting there doing nothing when they could be out on the streets or doing more work. All of those family members and victims who took time off from work or families are just sitting there waiting for things to happen instead of going back to their jobs and families.
Judge Alicorn says that there are times when things just come up that can disrupt what's on the calendar.
Being a judge at criminal district court is the medical equivalency of being at an emergency room. You have a docket, and you have your own agenda in terms of how you want to proceed with that docket. But things come in and interrupt. And I think that's one of the things folks don't understand. They may be sitting in a courtroom, and they say, well, court's supposed to start at 9. But if you're meeting with attorneys trying to resolve some preliminary matters, sometimes you might not get on the bench till 9:15 or 9:30.
Meanwhile, at Cafe Reconcile, Chef Joe Smith keeps the customers happy, but also has some advice for voters.
We have to know what their background is, because how can you back somebody or support somebody if you really don't know who they are? You know, go to the town meetings where they're going to be at, because I guarantee you, they're speaking somewhere. We need the way we find out is that we go to these meetings and we ask the questions. Because if we don't ask the question, how do we know where they stand?
You can find out where the criminal court judgeship candidates stand on issues by going to the WYES online candidate forum at WYES.org or to the link at WWNO.org. Also, look for the special half-hour program Reshaping a Greater New Orleans Criminal Justice Elections 2014, airing throughout October on WYES TV Channel 12. 489.9 WWNO and WYES Channel 12, I'm Marcia Cavanaugh.